Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
All right, Rob, obviously we're getting ready for the Super Bowl and everything else is secondary to that.
I was looking at pictures from that we today, matter of fact, on my phone from the Super Bowl.
From last
year? Barry Sanders.
Oh, yeah. Deion Sanders.
Deion Sanders, Shannon Sharp. Who else? Derrick Henry.
Well, Jerry Rice was 2 years ago.
Right.
Derrick Henry was last year.
We met.
I think LaDainian Tomlinson.
Stephon Diggs.
Yeah. We had all sorts of guys. You're right. It's a great time. I'll miss it. And it's always fun to go down there and hang out.
Where is it next year? Hopefully we'll
LA, isn't it? LA. Yeah.
Is it? Oh, that's cheap.
So that's another one. We don't get that trip, right? So maybe I do. But
yeah, what do you mean, maybe? That's going to be a road trip for you right there.
But
you can come
anyway,
get your stuff from your aunt's house. Okay?
Well, I already had that shipped. I had my car and all my clothes shipped. Yes.
What?
Yes, everything, man, everything. So, but anyway, Tony Romo, who has done a great job, he's distinguished himself as a very good broadcaster, and he was on a media conference call yesterday, Rob. And as good as he's been, I'm sorry. I think he said some things today that were just outlandish. But I'm going to read them to you.
He also missed it big time. You know, he always gets all the credit for calling the plays ahead of time. Do you remember the Kansas City game, Chris?
Yes, he missed it. Right? He missed it. Average Joe sitting on the couch.
He was like, oh, look at the body language. There's no play here. They're just trying to get him to jump off. Oh, wait a minute. You know, like, what?
No, you're right. And I got to admit, while most people probably thought they were also going to, you know, just trying to get him off sides and then they would call timeout and punt, he made people feel more like that. You know, if people were just watching it and he was being quiet, I don't know that everybody would have been as surprised. But he made you be like, and you're right. Like, oh, this is Tony Romo. He knows what he's
just,
talking about.
Yeah, he knows. Because he even said, because it wasn't just like, this is what you do in a situation. He goes,
right.
Look at the body language. There's no play here. Everybody knows there's no play.
Right, right.
Oh, really?
Exactly, exactly.
But, so, anyway.
But anyway, here was his quote, Rob. Now, first of all, he called this Super Bowl the biggest game that Patrick Mahomes will play in the rest of his career. All right, don't jump in yet, Rob, but that's number one.
You already know what I'm about to say.
Right, mark that down. Secondly, the fact that Patrick Mahomes is somehow in this discussion, this GOAT discussion, shows you how amazing this guy is. There's a chance for Patrick Mahomes playing this game to climb the ladder. If Mahomes wins, he keeps that door open. If Brady wins, I don't know how anyone can top him. Mahomes is the only kid that is going to be in the discussion. This is the matchup people will be talking about 25 to 50 years from now. As a football fan, this is as good as it gets. This one is really special. Just mark it down. There's one more. There's one
okay.
more.
Okay. Right. Is this on? I'm waiting. Go ahead.
There's one more. Hold your horses. Here's a quote. I really think this game is a legacy game. This is going to be one of the great matchups in sports history. This is what you talk about with your friends. Could you imagine if Michael Jordan got his team to the finals against LeBron, who is becoming the face of the league? We're getting that in this Super Bowl. It's like Jack Nicklaus against Tiger Woods. There's nothing else I could find. All right, the floor is yours, Rob Parker.
Is this on, Tony Romo? Stop it! This prisoner of the moment. This game is a CBS game, right? He's trying to milk it and tell everybody, oh, this is it. This is the ultimate. But, Chris, of all the stuff he said.
I think he believes it, though.
But of all the stuff he said, he could not be more wrong. Even if Patrick Mahomes lost this game, it wouldn't mean he couldn't be GOAT. If he ran off six in a row after this and was 7-1, hello, Tony Romo. Don't tell me that people, if he won six in a row, or Chris, he lost this one, won three in a row, and then finished his career with another three in a row or whatever. He moved to another team and won three more. What do you mean he can't be GOAT? It is the most ridiculous thing. This isn't Patrick Mahomes, who has four losses. Or three losses or something, Chris, where you might say, yeah, this might X him out if he loses again. Like when LeBron lost again, you know what I mean? Where you're like, oh, that's a lot to overcome.
Right,
you know,
right.
Like, it's not that. Because the guy you're chasing is not undefeated. That's the difference, Chris.
Right. Absolutely.
Michael Jordan was undefeated. So LeBron had a lot. He couldn't afford to keep losing. Patrick Mahomes is not undefeated. I mean, is undefeated. And Tom Brady's lost before.
Absolutely.
If Tom Brady loses this, he'll be 6-4. Chris, it's still a lot of winning, but he will have lost or tied the record for the most losses in the Super Bowl. So don't say that he has to win in order to be the GOAT. I think this is an overstatement, prisoner of the moment. Tony Romo reliving that missed extra point that cost him a playoff game. That's what Tony Romo was on when he said this stuff.
I couldn't agree with you more, Rob. I couldn't agree with you more. Look, as you know, I have said Pat Mahomes has a chance to be the GOAT. But if he wins, the one thing Romo's right about is if Mahomes wins, yeah, now he gets, you know, he's still got a long way to go. But he gets closer, right? He gets closer. If he loses, he's still going to be very much in the conversation, assuming he wins. You hit it on the head. What if he wins the next four after losing this one?
Right.
Just because, Rob, here's the thing, too. And I think you agree with me. It's not that you have to win six or more. And yeah,
he could be five and zero, and then you would say if he's four and zero, maybe
if he's just dominant in
because that's
the
Joe Montana
seasons.
Territory, right?
Yep,
like
yep.
That's what
Joe
I'm saying.
Montana's
if he were to go 5-0, Chris,
I'd say five. You're probably right. He probably has to win five because Brady's been the 10.
Right.
And, so even
and
though
Montana
he had won them all,
undefeated,
he's been to 10.
Right.
Right. So he has to win five.
At least five.
But, you know, like his individual numbers, and I get it, this era is different. So, yeah, of course his numbers
the
are going to be better than Brady's.
Right,
but beyond that, right, you know that this isn't the eye test. The eye test is that Pat Mahomes individually is better than Tom Brady individually. Now, Brady has, you know, he's such a winner.
Brady's
and
more
all
accomplished.
That.
That's all.
Yes,
Brady's
yes.
More, there's a difference between
it's
who's
like
better.
Aaron Rodgers. If you look
right.
at the eye test, you're going to say Rodgers Aaron Rodgers. He just
right.
doesn't have the winning that Brady, and not even close, so he can't be in the conversation. But, yeah, so Mahomes, absolutely. Look, Larry Holmes beat Muhammad Ali. How many? Not many people think Larry Holmes is better than Ali.
Chris, even
I would
when he
say
was
nobody except Floyd Mayweather actually said it. So, but my point is, everybody thinks for the most part Ali's better. Ali was old. That's the thing, and that's even like Brady is old. If he loses, nobody's gonna say, "Oh, Mahomes is better." Now, if Mahomes keeps winning, he can pass him. But this is unbelievable. That Romo actually said this. I can't believe he said this.
And here's the other thing. Do you really have to sell the Super Bowl? Everybody's going to tune in to CBS. Is
right.
this the WWE?
That's why I think he believes
you sell it,
right?
Really?
I think he really thinks this is the way it is. But and look, if Brady wins, so he's got seven, there's no doubt that makes it, you know, that makes it tougher for Mahomes to get there. Right now, you've been to 10, you've won 7, which is more than any other franchise. Forget quarterbacks, any other franchise. But to say that would solidify Brady as the GOAT forever, no. Because who knows how many Mahomes is going to win?
Well, you just don't
know. And who
knows
what types of numbers he's
right.
going to put up?
You just can't say that the door would be shut because we don't know. Remember, Chris, we talked about it before. If he stays healthy, Brady went those 9 seasons without winning a Super Bowl.
Right.
9.
Maybe Mahomes right? wins, say, the same amount. Say if Mahomes, Rob, won the same amount. Like, say Brady wins. So he's 7-3. Let's say Mahomes somehow, I mean, it seems crazy, but say he gets to 7-3. But he doesn't have a decade-long
right.
drought.
That's
and
what,
his
that's
individual
what
numbers
had.
Are dwarfing Brady's. Right.
right.
So it's... Now, look, Brady will have this, that he didn't have the talent around him that Mahomes had, except the year he had Moss.
Yeah,
he never
but
won
I don't
it those
think,
years.
I don't think you'll be able to sell that if another guy matches him. It's hard, Chris, to be
yeah,
able
it
to
wouldn't
look
be,
at Brady.
It'd be a notch in Brady's belt, but I don't think it would get him over the top in that regard. So I just think that Romo is barking up the wrong tree way
and
off
if you look,
on
And
this.
If you look at, like you know, the Super Bowl – You know, Brady was more of the game manager. You know, they won. Mahomes is the main reason
he
that
is
they've
the
been
reason.
The three,
right.
three AFC championships and now 2 Super Bowls out of 3. He's the reason. And Brady, while he's a part of it, Chris, we've seen that defense is big and the defense was monster when they beat when they beat the Rams.
Right, right. So I agree with that, but – Yeah, Tony maybe is trying to sell it, Rob. You like you said, you don't have to sell the Super Bowl in general, and you definitely don't have to sell this one.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Continental tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Continental test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Look, it's the gift that keeps on giving, Rob. This Deshaun Watson story will not go away. And I don't think it's going to go away for a while. Maybe until the guy's traded. But there continue to be different, you know, stories and manifestations and parts to this story to come out. And today, they obviously want to introduce their new coach and David Culley. And he speaks, and the GM, Nick Casario, speaks. And do we have sound to this? We're going to play the sound, but basically they say, look, we're not trading Deshaun Watson. We're not trading him. That's what they say. Here's I don't know who's first. Who's first? Here's Nick Casario.
Just want to reiterate our commitment to Deshaun Watson. He's had a great impact on this organization, a great impact on a lot of people, a great impact on this team. And we look forward to the opportunity to spend more time with him here this spring once we get started. And, you know, we have zero interest in trading the player. We have a great plan, a great vision for him and for this team and his role on our team. And we look forward to the opportunity to spend more time with him here this spring.
Deshaun Watson's a Houston Texan. And all I know is this, having been in this business this long, he is a Houston Texan. And I want him to be a Houston Texan. And the reason I'm in this position today is because I knew he's going to be a Houston Texan. The outside stuff that was being said was irrelevant to me.
Let me say this first, Rob, before you go. I'm going to turn it over to you quickly. That was Nick Casario first, the GM, then David Culley, the new head coach. I don't know David Culley from Adam, but already I like him. Just from hearing that, first of all, he sounds like Hugh Jackson, and we love Hugh on this show. Doesn't he sound like Hugh?
Yeah, a little bit.
His voice, yeah. But I like, you know, he just seems like a good guy. I like the energy he brought. But anyway, your thoughts, and then I'll follow up.
If they would have asked me at the press conference, if we, you know, if, are we gonna, are you guys gonna trade Deshaun Watson, I would have looked straight in the camera and the mic and said, "No way, no how, it ain't happening." And you know what, Chris? They did it to a T. They did what they needed to do, not only to make Deshaun Watson feel good for a couple of minutes or whatever, but to let people know out there, if it does come push to shove, other teams, you're going to have to pay. It ain't, we're not giving them away. We're not even like sitting there. They could have made the stink. I've been like, oh, whatever, or right, downplayed it or whatever. They made it crystal clear. You're coming for him. You better bring your first round picks. You better bring your other things. Bring all that, your gifts that you would want to give us to get him, because we're not giving him away, even if he doesn't want to go, even if he doesn't want to play with us, because his only other option is to return them their money and to sit out the season. That's his only other option. So I think they did the right thing. Both of them reiterated it. Both of them spoke not, you know, middle of the road, Chris. This wasn't like the Eagles press conference when right, they're talking about the quarterbacks, him and Inhan and all that. It was firm. It was smart. That's the way you put it out there. And it doesn't mean that people won't pick up the phone. Right? It doesn't mean it.
Oh, absolutely.
It just means it's going to cost you.
Yeah, I think they did the right thing, Rob. I think we differ on the motivation, but I do agree with you that they did the right thing. And I'll say this, too. Cesario left a tad bit of wiggle room. Now, look, if you go out there and you say, no way, no how, we're not trading him, and then 3 weeks later he's traded, nobody's going to kill you. You know, you can just look, things changed. I mean, you know, whatever. But Cesario actually said, we have zero interest in trading him, right? You see what I'm saying, Rob? Like, we're not looking to trade him. But he left enough wiggle room where if they do trade him, you can't come back and say, well, you said you weren't trading him. He can say, no, I said we don't want to trade him. We have zero interest in trading him. But he made it tough on us. And here's the thing, Rob. Where I differ with you on the motivation, you're right. It put a message out there to other teams, bring your best offer or don't bring an offer at all.
Right.
However, I think their first step and the reason they did it mainly was out of sincerity. I think they really want to keep Deshaun Watson. They didn't give him $150 million to trade him, you know, after 1 year. And they know this is a quarterback's league. You got to have, for the most part, I mean, we've seen game managers win Super Bowls, but for the most part, you need that transcendent guy. He's high character. He's loved in the community. You can get another good quarterback who may not have the intangibles, may not be as loved as him by his teammates and community. So you want to do everything you can to keep him. Rob, they got a new GM. I know he didn't like the way they hired him or whatever, but it's a new GM. It's a new head coach who's African-American. I'm not saying it's all about race with Deshaun, but these are just factors. You got Lovie Smith as the defensive coordinator, African-American. You got Pep Hamilton, the quarterback's coach that they're about to hire, African-American. You got to sit down, get, and I know he's not returning calls, but get yourself in front of Deshaun Watson and talk to him, even if you have to say, look, we never should have told you we were going to talk to you, and then we didn't do it. You know, because it's true. You shouldn't have told him that. You could have just said, well, Deshaun, that's not how we do things. And then, you know, but don't lie. And you, no, don't, I think don't make you have a don't chance. Don't make
the promise you know, that you're not going
right,
to
keep. Right, right. I think, but, Rob, but if they you have told a chance them, to straighten this thing out, and that would be my first step.
Yeah, I mean, of course, you want to try to work it out. There's money there. Deshaun's not. Is he going to sit out, Chris, and give him back $21 million?
He's got the control because they can stomp their feet and stick out their chest and say all they want that we're not trading him. But if he doesn't show up for training camp. And it, I mean, it, he Rob, he would essentially have to be willing to all but retire. I mean, it depends. It could become a game of chicken if he really wants to go there.
And I, you know what? And I'd like to see him not show up and give back that money. I just don't believe he'll do it. I think he'll realize what he's, you know, the
and he's
situation.
Young. He's 20. Why would you do? I mean, obviously he doesn't want to stop playing, but they wanted to, they could really hold his feet to that type of fire. Yep. Are you really willing to give up your career?
And I don't even know what you call it is. Like, how long if you retire, Chris, they still hold on to your rights. Do you know?
Right. Because Indianapolis has the rights to Andrew Luck.
Yeah, when Barry Sanders quit, the Lions still had his rights. Like, if you retire,
Rob G, get that contract for us if you can, yeah, quickly.
I think whatever your contract is, Chris, you know, like, they still have your rights for an extended period of time before you become a free agent. There's some sort of rule like that. So.
Yeah, and the thing is, Rob, and all the reports, all the indications are that Deshaun is very high character. I would think he would sit down with the new regime. And, you know, we've talked about where are the black coaches? And they just hired one. Wouldn't you think you would give him the respect of at least sitting down with him?
Well,
can it be that bad? You know what I'm saying?
You would think so, but you just never know. How dug in is he? Somebody will get to him. He'll get a phone call from Tony Dungy. Or somebody,
right.
You know what I mean? Like that's
that very well could happen.
There'll
that
be some
well
people from the league who, you know, will give him a call.
Somebody
and say,
respects.
Yeah. I know Cully a lot, man. He's a good man. You should just meet with him, talk to him, and give him that respect. And then, you know, you can make your own decision, but not to meet him would be a mistake.
And
that's
all they would say. Right. Absolutely. And you could even say, look, we're trying to get black coaches. And I know you want more black coaches in the league, Deshaun. Pay the man, give him his respect at the very least. Like you said, you don't have to change your mind, but at least give him the respect of meeting with him. You know, so I agree with you. So I think that's the thing. I would try to keep him. Would that be your first step, or would you've said you would just trade him?
I don't believe in keeping somebody who doesn't want to be there.
But
you
may be able to change his mind. And then
saying, like
would you give him that chance though? I get it. If he says, I just don't want to be here, I'm sorry, you guys may be great, but I want to move on. That's
right.
One
then
thing.
I'm saying, would you
take the chance? But first, would your first approach be like, let me
well,
sit
of
down?
Of course,
and
you
talk
have
with
him under contract. You probably would say, hey, we're gonna call you again or get to your representative.
Right,
your
that's
agent
what you
want
to go through is get
and
to
just
his
say,
agent.
Dude, we need to have a meeting with him for real. Like, what we need to hear from his mouth, whatever's going on here, so we can act appropriately. Like,
right.
And if he doesn't want to meet with you, then I can't do anything. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Like he's gotta give
but
me that.
But publicly you keep saying we're not trading. And then
yeah,
you
that's
see what
you
happened.
Say. Right.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of BF Goodrich tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their BF Goodrich test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. You know who it is when you hear the funky music. He's the MGM Grand Race and Sportsbook Director. He is our main man, Lamar Mitchell. What up, brother?
How you doing tonight, fellas? Doing good. Good, doing here.
Great. Doing great.
We are great, man. Rob said he's coming to see you next week.
Again for the big game weekend?
Again?
I'm looking forward to it.
Man, Lamar's my guy.
Way to clean
it
up.
Mad when I say I want
to
come to Vegas. Lamar likes when I come and hang out with him.
He was like, what?
Absolutely. Absolutely. He gets to experience all the fun up close in person.
That's
Lamar,
right.
I can't wait to get out there to see you, man. I can't wait.
I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be great. Yeah.
All right, let's get it started. Before we look ahead to the Super Bowl, tell us quickly how you guys at the MGM did in the championship round.
Actually, you know, I think last week I mentioned we took a couple high six-figure bets on the Packers last week. So that game was a big win for us. But the public came back and we lost a little bit on that late game, the Chiefs game, because everybody had the Chiefs. But for the weekend, we actually bounced it out and did pretty well.
I did pretty well too, Lamar.
Nice.
Lamar, you don't want to hear hello, huh?
What happened? Pairs of Jordans from Rob.
Oh, God.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Yes. They're in the mail. I can't wait.
Whatever. Yeah, the check's in the mail, and I love you too, okay? All right. All right, the Chiefs are 1-8 versus the spread in the previous 9 games. And, of course, they blew the doors off of Buffalo in the AFC Championship game. Were bettors fading the Chiefs during the bad stretch they had? And do you think that those bettors will start to come back around after the way the Chiefs played last week?
Believe it or not, I mean, they were on the Chiefs all year. And since the Chiefs didn't really do that well against the spread, they never really get off the train. And I don't expect them to get off the train this weekend. I mean, our favorite quarterback, your favorite quarterback, TB12, is on the other side. So he's a big public play, but the public always likes a big favorite. And even though the spot is only 3.5, they're still going to be betting on the Chiefs. That's what we anticipate.
Lamar, I got another non-Super Bowl question. Now, news broke today that Matthew Stafford could end up with the Rams. In your view, how big of an upgrade is Stafford over Jared Goff, and how much do you think it would affect the gambling lines?
That is a huge upgrade. Not that I'm low on Jared Goff, but you have a guy that's done it year in and year out. I think Stafford's been in the league, what, about 12 years now, somewhere around there?
Yes, and he's next proved, year will be a Baker's dozen, and he still won't win a playoff game. But go ahead, I'm sorry.
He's proved that if he has the personnel, and you know, with that offense, with the Rams, and that defense especially, that would be a big upgrade for them. And that NFC West, again, would be another tight division.
How about this? Where's the story I read about a woman who bet $2.3 million at your spot at the MGM already on the Bucks to cover the 3.5-point spread? Is that unusual to see a six-figure bet this early?
Typically, yeah. Usually we don't get those.
But somebody can get hurt.
Yeah, typically, right, exactly. Typically, those seven-figure bets come in late. I have people calling me, hey, how much can I get down on this game? A couple years ago, I had a guy call me about an hour before Super Bowl. He said, how much can I get on this game? I said, well, how much do you have? And he said, a huge seven-figure sum. And I said, bring it down. He said, I'm in the limo driving right down right now. So usually those bets come right during.
Did he win or lose, if you remember last year? Did he win or lose?
He actually won. He actually won.
Wow.
But
what was his winnings? What were his winnings? Do you remember? I'm just curious.
Almost he bet a little bit, not as much as the lady bet, but he won close to what she won or would win.
He won, wow. And the woman who bet the 2.3, how do you bring $2.3 million to the MGM? Is it a cashier's check? Is it a wire transfer? How do you do that?
Well, it's always better. The guy I'm talking about, he brought cash. So that was not
good. He brought cash?
He brought cash. So it took us a long time to count that money. But a lot of times they come in with casino chips where it's a lot easier for us to count the money. But, you know, cash, casino chips, it's all green. So it all works for us.
Wow. Lamar, you hear how Rob is feeling you out. I'm worried about him. Because he wants to, I mean, all he's talking about is shekels, shekels, shekels.
I'm gonna get
and
there.
And he's losing everything.
I won a little bit. Lamar knows that. I won a little bit.
Yeah, I've seen him cash a few tickets.
All right.
You know?
All right.
You got
all right.
If you don't play, you can't win.
All right. Well, look, you got 2 weeks between the championship weekend and the Super Bowl. Did you see more board movement than usual in those 2 weeks? Like, you know, is it different than a normal week?
You know what it is? This week here, which is a quiet week, it's a week where we get up a lot of the props. We're going to have about 400 to 600 props. So it's a lot of people coming in, checking out the props. You know, we have guys say, well, hey, can I bet to win 100,000 on that prop or close to that? And so they're just looking at what they see as a bad number that they think that we might have. But, of course, it's always your opinion versus our opinion. And, you know, with sports betting, it's always people putting their opinion where their money is.
You know, the one that always stands out to me, and Lamar and Chris, you might both remember this, was that the safety scored against Peyton Manning. Do you remember that? Like the first?
Yes.
Yep. There was a prop bet for safety as the first score. Is that what it was?
Yes.
Or was it? It was like at the first. What was it?
Yeah, you're correct. That was a big loser for us because typically people bet those because they've never happened ever, ever, ever. It's like the overtime prop. People are going to bet that constantly. The safety prop, hey, this never happens. So once they finally bet it, and they always, you know, they hammer the number down. And then so when you have a big player that wants to bet six figures on it or a high five figures on it and they hit it, which he did, it's a big liability on it for us, but we were happy that they finally won. And I think the next year they had the same scenario happen again the following season.
And what exactly was it again? Was it just a safety in the game or the first score of safety?
First scoring play of the game.
Yes. Okay.
Yes. First scoring play of the game, yeah.
All right, Lamar, last one, and this is a good one. All right, Tony Romo said yesterday that if Tom Brady wins this Super Bowl over Mahomes, that's it. The door is shut. Brady's the GOAT, period, and Mahomes will never catch him. Robin, I think that's crazy. First, give me your thoughts on that. Would Brady winning number 7 make him the GOAT forever? And second, hypothetically, what do you think the over-under for total number of Super Bowl appearances for Mahomes would be?
Well, I would have to agree with you guys on your assessment there, because if Brady does win, I wouldn't necessarily say that Mahomes doesn't have a chance to catch him because he's so young. What is he, 23, 24 years old?
Yeah.
And with that coach and with the way how they're forward-thinking, Andy Reid's always been forward-thinking with his offenses, so he's always going to do something that's going to come up before everybody else is doing it. So I would probably put that number, because obviously Brady getting 6, what he has now, that's a magical number. So maybe 4.5 for Mahomes. And if you even say 4.5,
that's a high number. 4.5 appearances?
4.5 wins.
Wins. Okay, how many appearances?
I would probably say maybe 6.
Wow. Yeah, I think that's
so fair. Rob, if he's 4-2, I don't think that's enough. If Brady wins seven.
He wouldn't be, because Montana's 4-0. You know what I mean? It would be hard to look at that.
Right.
At 4-2.
Right.
Yeah.
Lamar, great stuff as always, man. Get ready for your hanging out with Rob next weekend.
I can't wait. You know, Vegas is my second home.
I gotta get a break this weekend.
Lamar sounds like
I'm gonna take it easy this weekend.
Thanks, buddy. We appreciate it. Can't wait to get to the MGM to hang out with
you. All right. We'll see you next week. Have a good weekend, fellas.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.